Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
And we're a podcast where we talk about, you know, just a lot of things. I don't have my script in front of me, but it's like life, politics, pop culture, something. I don't remember all the things right now. Yeah, we never talk about politics, actually. I should take that out. But I want to just give you guys like a little bit of a forewarning, trigger warning, however you want to call it. We are going to be talking about our brother, Jason, who passed away on September 22nd. And so if that is a sensitive trigger for you, we are going to be crying. I feel the tears welling even now.
It's triggering for us.
Yeah, it is triggering for us, child. But if it's something that you don't have the emotional space, the emotional capacity to sit through, I am going to recommend that you exit here. Because it's going to get deep quick. It'll be light up first and then we'll transition because that'll be it. Okay. So we're going to start with a segment called Pop the Trunk. And this is just where we talk about things that piss us off during the week.
Oh, girl.
And we have a couple, actually. I'm going to tell the big one that happened this week. But I'm also, Mel, I want to talk about people that ask you for something by way of saying my condolences.
Oh, girl.
Should we start with that one or end with that one? Because that one's short long.
We can start with it because then you can go into it.
Okay, very good. So this is the thing. I told you guys, if you don't know, Jason Fredericks, Kevin's older brother, passed away on September 22nd. And our world has been flipped upside down, an absolute complete whirlwind since there. And this is the thing. When death happens or occurs in your family, you are actually able to see like a really beautiful side of humans. Mm-hmm. Like truly, as ghetto as Earth is, and as much as I hate people because they be getting on my nerves, the reality is sometimes people are wonderful and they are so sweet and so kind.
Yep.
Like Angel started this like food train for us this week. So every day people have been sending us food, and you know, the overwhelming sense of just love and support that we've received, not only from like our supporters, you know, fans, quote unquote, but our supporters. But even just random people, like I got a thing of flowers that arrived to the house literally yesterday. Mm-hmm. So just people are amazing. This is the other thing, though. People are terrible.
Terrible, child.
They're so bad. If you guys could see Mm-mm-mm. the people, and it's more than one.
Yes.
That have reached out to Kevin.
Oh, my.
And the essence of the text is this. Hey, man, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother, but do you think you could do this thing for me?
Listen.
Go, Mel.
Just curse the people. I want to curse them out. Last night, in the midst of my tears, I was so pissed, and I tweeted that one day, the on stage is going to let me curse all y'all out one day, because people be dumb, insensitive, not aware. Like, that is not appropriate.
Ever.
Don't ever say, I'm so sorry. Also,
can you?
That's just not how that should work ever.
When I tell you it happened more than once. One of them was so bad that, first of all, they sent like a paragraph of text, okay? And then the front, so most people's were, I'm so sorry, but can you? Okay, that's the order. This one person, it was the reverse.
Oh my.
It was, hey, I'm doing this thing. Do you think maybe you can? I'm not able to raise money, but in the midst, I think that maybe if you join, I would be able to raise money. Send. Second text.
Yes. More.
Also, sorry to hear about your brother. Child. You guys, the level, I'm hot, like my armpits are sweating right now. The level of like insensitivity, I really don't care what you're going through because really all I want to do is use you.
Yes.
That was going on.
Yes.
I don't, people, you guys, this is the thing, okay? If you need someone to do something for you, offer your condolences a day or two earlier. Like, you got to be more strategic with your ask.
Not all in one. Also, read the effing room.
Read the room.
Now is not the time to be asking Kevin
for favors
or Melissa or anyone for favors for your little thing. He lost his brother.
Literally.
Read the room.
People.
It
happened so many times. And I posted on my Facebook about Kev having to show up as Kev on stage because, you know, we made the post, people know, but, you know, the algorithm don't show the post to everybody.
Yeah.
So we're in Houston. Kevin has, you know, a fan base there. And so we're running into fans. And this is the thing. Supporters that know and, like, you know, so to speak, grew up with us, there it's a different level of connection, I think. And then there's some people that are just like, we literally, you guys, we had this lady come up to us and she said she, you know, was screaming, so excited to see us. We did take a picture with her. So we were really nice. But at the end, she said, it is a blessed day for me. We were in Houston. This is probably like 3 days after Jason had passed, literally. And I was just like, oh, man, maybe it is blessed that you got to meet us, but it's not blessed for us. It's not.
It's not.
We were in. And this is the thing. Aww. Like, we were in the mall. That's where we saw her, because I'm trying to get, you know, we left quick. Okay. Yes. This is going to transition to the next story, but we left really quickly, trying to get to Texas as quickly as possible. So we didn't pack with a funeral in mind. Mm-hmm. We hardly packed clothes to be there for an extended period of time, to be completely honest. And so I'm in the mall. This is after Jason ultimately passed away. And I'm trying to get funeral clothes for my family and for Tammy and the kids. Mm-hmm. So we're walking around. It's already a really triggering experience if you've never had to attend a funeral unexpectedly out of town and go shopping, because it's not shopping in the way that you're used to.
No.
And so I was in the store. This is before that we ran into the lady. We're in the store and I'm like bawling, like crying. And this poor lady is like starting to understand what's happening. She was really sweet. So I walk out because I'm like trying to gather myself and Kev's helping with the boys. And my sister calls, the one that's between me and Mel. She calls. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm in the store and I'm trying to shop. And this is so stupid. You shouldn't have to shop for this. I don't want to be doing this. Like this feeling of like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in Texas. Yeah. I don't want to be in the mall shopping. For I don't this. Want any of this to be my life right now. Why is my sister in the mall doing the exact same thing? She's literally, you're doing the same thing I'm doing and I don't want to be here. So I'm like outside of the store, leaned up against the wall the floor, bawling with my sister on the phone in the mall in her city, probably on the floor, bawling. Yes. You know, it was just, you know, listen, if I could say anything, just give people a lot of grace. Mm-hmm. You know, you just never know what people are going through. That's and real. Going through this myself, man, it's been, again, people are so kind mm-hmm. and wonderful.
Yes.
And then there's just people that are dumb.
That are not. And the reality is, right, like most people, unless you work in an industry like at a funeral home, don't experience death every day. And so the reality is a lot of people don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what to mm-hmm. do, even to Tant. Like it's a lot of navigating and we don't know. But extend grace.
Yeah, extend grace.
If you don't know, go with the safer version of what you're thinking about versus the towing the line because it's probably going to be over the line.
Yeah,
and
it was just a lot.
It's been a lot.
Listen, and if you've, people, listen, I know someone said she wasn't being dumb. It wasn't the most sensitive thing you could have said, which is, it is a blessed day. That's my point. We took a lot of pictures for people.
Yes.
And those people, again, I offer grace. You probably didn't see the post algorithm. Yeah. You don't know. You're excited to see us. We took the picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was it's a blessed day. And it was almost as if she recognized like what she said. And then she was like, for me. It was like, girl, that whole last part, you probably could have kept that. You probably could have kept that whole last part. Like, we took the picture. It was fine.
Yeah.
But, like, that specifically that line, you could have kept it. If we could go back in time, I would ask you to just not say that.
Just not say that part.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. Yeah, it's the foamy. I'm sorry. So I'm trying not to getting caught up in the content in the comments because then I realize I changed my conversation. I'm just telling you my legitimate feeling in the moment was that it was insensitive. And like we started crying afterward because it was just like, OK, girl. So anyway, the last part that I wanted to say where I really wanted to pop the trunk, and I did. Melanie, earlier, say what you said I am so we could provide content.
So right here, editor. Break and go to episode one of Gin and Juice, where we were talking about popping the trunk. Today, I feel like if you were in a public space and someone who is working did something and
someone
you were,
said, I am a strongly worded email.
Absolutely. And so you will unknowingly cause a fight because
Joshua,
of your.
Are these true words?
Yes. Don't you feel like
Shut
she
up,
cut
Joshua,
sharp,
you took too long.
Right? And then we said that we were talking about who would cause a fight. Mm-hmm. And what we said was that Melissa would cause a fight. And I'm going to amend that and say, or make you cry. Right? Like if she writes you a strongly worded email, it's either you're going to pull up and pop the trunk or you're going to cry. Proceed and tell us how you made this woman cry.
Let's pause here and hear a word from our sponsors. BetterHelp. This is the thing. We are going through a really, really tough time in our family, obviously. And anytime you're going through a transition, no matter what that looks like, therapy is a good idea. It's always a good idea, but it's especially a good idea anytime you're going through some sort of major life transition. And BetterHelp is here to help you. Kevin actually had a therapy session, I want to say 2 days ago, like right when we came back from Houston to kind of navigate his problems and issues and just all of his feelings that he's going through as we navigate the loss of his brother. And the beautiful thing about BetterHelp is that you don't have to leave your home. We all recognize the time and place that we live in, and sometimes it's just really convenient to be able to do therapy from the convenience of your home and sometimes even your car. If you don't want your family around or to hear and you need that privacy, go ahead, go to your car, get online with your therapist. You have options to talk to them via voice note or video chat or just on the phone. Lots of different options, and they can help you navigate anything that you're going on, anything that's going on in your life, to help you find solutions and get to the other side. So if you're thinking of therapy, BetterHelp is a great option. It is both convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. You get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and you can switch therapists at any time. Finding a therapist is actually one of the hardest things you can do. It is a bit of a process, and breaking up with your therapist can be a little awkward, but BetterHelp makes it really easy as you're sorting through and, you know, quote unquote, dating your new therapist. And if they don't work for you, you simply go onto the BetterHelp portal. You let them know, it didn't work, and they handle the rest for you. And then you can start the process of finding a new therapist. Really simple, really easy. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ
GJ
today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/GJ
GJ
to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ
GJ.
And now let's get back to the show. And we're back. Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode.
Come on, Ed.
And this is what happened. So, of course, like I said, we left out of town really unexpectedly. Kevin and I will do another episode, like a goodbye Dear Jason episode as well. So be on the lookout for that. That'll happen on Sunday, actually. We leave really unexpectedly. Immediately, your life is just upside down. Things start happening really, really fast. And so when I kind of like come to recognize we're going to be here for in Texas for an extended period of time, Joe's school has an attendance email. I send the school an email on like Tuesday because they were off that Monday. So I send the school an email and I'm like, hey, we had an unexpected death in the family. Josiah's going to be out of school through the rest of this week. I I'm done. I leave it at that. The kids don't even have their laptops. Like, I don't even think I have my laptop. Like, this is as good as it's going to get for me today and this week. It's all I have. So we send it. Of course, the funeral was on Saturday. We come back home on Sunday. And on Monday, the boys go back to school. Joe goes to school. I'm asking him, how was his day? What happened? Yada, yada, yada. He tells me in one of his classes, they're doing this project. He thinks he has to do it. Yada, yada. I'm like, you didn't get any instructions. You didn't talk to the teacher, whatever. He's like, no. I'm like, okay, tomorrow you need to go to school. Ask her about the project. And I will also email her because I realize I haven't told none of these teachers. Although I did think the attendants told the people, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I realize that. So I send his teacher an email as well. I'm like, hey, I understand that there was a project Josiah missed. We did have an unexpected death. That's why he was out all week. Can you give me any information? She responds at the end of the day and is like, hey, I'm so sorry to hear. This is his assignment. Joe gets in the car at the end of the day. I go to pick him up. I'm trying to make this fast. And he says to me, I'm like, how did it go? Whatever. Tell me, did you talk to your teacher? He's like, yes, good. I'm like, she emailed me. What does she tell you? He proceeds to tell me that he said, Joe is my sensitive child, but he doesn't want to be sensitive. But he really is. He's a sweet, Josiah's a sweet kid.
Yeah.
He really is. So he's like, I don't want to cry in class. I don't want to tell everybody what happened. So all I'm saying is I was in Texas for a week. His teacher says, Joe goes at the end of class and he says, you know, I saw the kids were doing an assignment and they were presenting. Can you let me know what the assignment is? And do you want, because this is what I told them, do you want me to present? Because by the time I present, you're going to be 2 weeks removed from this. Or is there another way I can make up those points? Or do you want to use class time to allow me to present essentially next week once we're beyond this part? Teacher says, while you and your family were in Texas on vacation, you guys didn't have to get time to get school supplies?
Vacation.
Josiah starts crying. He says, actually, my uncle died. And so she says, well, what day did you guys get back? Josiah says, Sunday. Immediately, I'm crying. I'm crying because I'm angry. Mm-hmm. I'm crying because my child is crying. Mm-hmm. I'm crying because the situation is so fresh.
Yes.
And the audacity to presume anything when it's none of your business.
Ciao.
As soon as I got home, the school closes. They lock up the gates at the end of the night. So I couldn't go back to the school to have a conversation with her. And the next day they were off anyway. Mm-hmm. So I sent her a very nice email. You can go, Mel, because I feel like I've been talking long anyway. Do you want to give the context? Should I read the email or should I give the context?
I was going back and forth about reading it because sometimes I need people to understand, right? The level, like y'all are clear on what this teacher has done, right? Melissa called beyond livid.
Oh, I was so mad.
Like,
I am mad because, and I've said this to, I called everybody in my family. I am mad because as far as the North is from the South, you were wrong.
Wrong.
You think that we were out, and I said gallivanting. Gallivanting in Texas with rainbows, butterflies, sunshine, and cupcakes. And I was picking out caskets. You think that I was on vacation in Texas for a week. And I'm picking out my brother's funeral clothes. You think that I'm in Texas having a good time spending money and making memories when instead I'm helping my nephew pick out his tux to wear to bury his father. And the fact that you assume this without context, you just leapt. Let me just jump out the window and presume with 50,000 reasons a child can be absent from school. And you're going to assume that I'm on vacation and you couldn't have been more wrong.
That was the energy.
And I wrote an email that, you know, cursed her out via email.
Yes.
And I said, oh, no, you finna feel like a jack.
Yes. Ass.
And I erased it. And what I did instead was I leaned into emotion because she's an older lady. Mm. And so I said, essentially, mm-hmm. I hope that you were never put in a position to have to drop everything, to get on a flight and pray to God that you get to see your brother before he passes. And if you ever have, then you understand the urgency behind this. And I would have hoped that you would have met my child with sensitivity and empathy instead of what you displayed to him. I pray to God that that never happens to you. But if it has, I hope that you remember that moment and then reflect on how you showed up to my child. That's what I hope. Because I wasn't gallivanting. Mm. I was burying my brother. That's what I was doing for a week. When I tell you, it was a long email, and I promise I leaned into, oh no,
it was great. It was
you are going to feel the emotion.
Oh man.
The trigger.
It was perfect.
She responded,
apologize how many times, Mel?
Four times. Four times in her email, she responds, she apologized. I have never, she felt like the jackass Melissa made her feel like.
And that's exactly.
It was evident. That woman got the point. She got the point.
Immediately, she started talking about, you know, her own.
I know, but she only did it. It was like, she was like, oh, I have dealt with this.
Yes.
But also, this ain't about me.
Yes.
I'm just sorry.
Yes.
I will never do this again. You are so right. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. And then I'm sorry some more. And she said, there's no excuse. I have no excuses. I am sorry. I was wrong. I am sorry. It was, I told you, pull up and pop the trunk or cry. Melissa made her cry. I am sure of it.
And I hope I did. I'm not going to lie to you. I really did because I was crying. And the emotion that is, what made you even think?
Yeah.
What made you even think? And I told her that too. I said, Josiah wanted to go to school and have some sense of normalcy. Mm. And so he didn't want to say, I was in Texas for a week because I buried my uncle. He didn't want to have that conversation. He didn't want to cry in class. He didn't want people to be all Josiah. He wanted to regain a sense of, he's a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
This is the closest death he's ever experienced. This is the closest death I've ever experienced. I don't want to go to school and be reminded of the pain and the grief and the tears that we've cried for a week.
A week and a half.
A week and a half. We were there for 10 days.
Yep.
Like, he doesn't want that. And the fact that you forced him to have to talk about it because you assume something.
Yeah.
Girl, get it together. So Joe goes to school. This was on Tuesday. It's Friday. Just yesterday, Joe goes back, or actually he had a day off on
Wednesday.
Tuesday. So he went back to school on Wednesday. Yesterday.
Yes.
And that's when Monday was the conversation. Monday night, I sent the email. She responded. Tuesday, they had a day off because these kids stay having a day off.
Yeah, they do.
So yesterday was his first day back at school since the email. And his teacher apologized to him before class and after. And he said that she said, there's no excuse. There's a lot of things I can say, but there is no excuse for my insensitivity. I am sorry. At the top of the class and the end of the class, I went back and forth because my middle sister was like, you need to call the principal. You need to the daddy. Everybody was like, you need to call the principal. And I'm not going to. I think the woman got it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yep.
And literally, I was like, I'm waiting for the response. And I mean, I was frantically refreshing my email because if she acted a donkey, at this point, I have so much energy anyway.
We going to pull up.
Yeah, it was finna be on and popping regardless.
We gonna see
but the
you.
Fact that I think she got it, and I don't even think I would be willing to stand on, she got it.
She got it. She got it.
Yeah. So that was our, you know, pop the trunk. I had to pop the trunk.
Amen.
Via email.
And you did it. You did it.
Yeah, I did it, child.
I'm proud. You did it.
Okay, so now we're going to go into more tears. More tears. We This is the thing that's so funny. We've been talking about our family dynamics since all of this happened. So just for clarity, Jason is my husband's
yes.
older brother.
Yes. Also, he's my brother.
Correct. My sister's, like, in-law, like, I guess traditionally would just extend to Kev.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I guess Jason is your brother-in-law, but yeah, for the most part, like, it's going to extend to, like, my husband,
right,
you know?
Right.
The thing is, we've got, me and Kev got together at 16. We were kids.
I was 12.
12 years. I forget
years
that you were 12.
Old. I was younger than Joe is right now.
I really be forgetting that you were that young.
That's wild.
That is wild. Because how old are you now?
35.
Dang, that's a long time.
A long time. And I don't even, what's so annoying, because Kevin likes to tell stories as if he's been around since we were born.
No, literally.
And what's so wild is I don't remember, like, Washington before Kevin being in our life. Right?
Oh, wow.
Like, there's not, I don't have Washington. I know before we moved to Washington, Hawaii, sure.
Yeah.
He wasn't there. He likes to act like he was there. I know you wasn't there.
Yeah.
But, like, Washington?
Nothing.
I'm like, they were always right there.
That's so, that is wild. And really, he wasn't far after.
Right.
Yeah, he really, really wasn't far after that.
Oh, I guess
like
we
a year.
Lived in Lakewood.
Yeah, it was like
so
a
like
year.
Those memories, maybe. But, like, I remember going to, like, Woodbrook Middle School, the middle school. And I just, that is, I remember
connected
that's
to Kev.
Connected to Kev.
100%. Dang, that's crazy. So my other sister, like, all the kids, TT Tammy, that's Jay's wife, and Jay is Uncle Jay.
Yes.
Like, that's it. That's all the kids know him as. Same with their kids. Know my sisters as. Like, we were all just in Disneyland this summer together.
Together.
Our niece, Mariah, which is my sister, what did she do?
She dislocated her knee.
Yes.
Which she does, apparently, all the time.
It was bad, though.
She was screaming in the middle of the hallway at the hotel.
Yes.
Screaming. And I'm like, and Nick's like, one of her uncles come help her. So Greg, usually I'm like, Greg will do it. It'll be fine. Greg goes up there. He doesn't do it.
It was squirmish. It was weird.
Jay comes up there.
Yes.
With his walk. Just,
yeah.
Dr. Jay is here.
Dr. Jay is here.
Dr. Jay is here. And he popped it back. We were like, what?
Yes. She has video, and you can hear him saying, Dr. Jay. Like, for the kids, that's their uncle.
Yep.
That's it. It's so funny, too. So we've been talking about that and just realizing, like, how integral our families have been. Because we grew up as kids. And so when you grow up as kids, like, that's all you know.
But wait, I'm going to interrupt only because. To the point, Greg is my husband.
Yes.
So Jay is his wife's sister's brother's brother?
Correct.
His wife's sister's husband's
brother.
They're like three times removed in-laws.
Yes.
Jay like, I mean, what's
Greg?
Lord. Greg crying.
Oh, man.
That's my brother, too. I'm like, this don't even make sense.
It does.
But also, it makes the most sense.
No, it makes all the sense. Like, literally, Greg, and we were like, Greg, like, this is the furthest in the room.
I know, literally.
This is the furthest in the room is Greg to Jason.
Yeah.
And yet they were still, like, bonded
yep.
and connected. It's just so weird. It's not weird, but also it's weird.
Yeah.
It's also really beautiful,
it
you know?
Is.
And Greg,
yep.
Mariah, Kenny said, we have all M's in our family. That's why we got all these names going. McKinley said, Daddy, does that mean you're Uncle Kev's only brother now?
And Greg was in shambles.
He was in shambles after that. Like, it was just so sweet.
It was.
It was. And realizing, too, like, when we were all at Tammy's house. Chad, there's so many people there from just different time periods and all of this. And Bishop says, Jay was the tie that binds.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these people are present and we know each other. Because of Jason.
Yeah.
Like, he was the person that stayed in contact with people.
Everybody. everybody.
Like the morning Jason died, he talked to like 300 people. Like, I'm playing, but like also not. Yeah. Like so many people were like, I just talked to Jay yesterday. Not I just talked to Jay a week ago. I just talked to Jay an hour ago. Like, what do you mean? Kev was probably talking to Jay within minutes. Within minutes. And it's just like, man, so many people like we've done like brand deals and stuff with, and they would text me after. And they're just like, I was just talking to Jay. We were trying to do a brand deal. We were trying to do this. Like, Jay was always networking.
Yeah.
But in a way that you never, like, it didn't realized.
Feel like networking. Yeah,
he
networking.
Just stayed in contact with people. He always spoke. He's always on his phone, texting, doing this, that, and the third. And it's just like, man, like, I lost my brother, you know? Like, we have all of these, like, really funny stories. Like, Jay would just show up in LA.
Always.
Always. And it would be like, literally, hey, I'm in LA. I'm about to stop by the house. And so he would just come to the house and the boys would be upstairs. They would come down. They'd be like, Uncle Jay, I didn't know you were here. That happened so often. And he was such a, like, family guy. Like, we're all, like, trying to figure out how we're going to get through Thanksgiving because we all had plans to go to Texas for Thanksgiving. And Jay was like, he's so, like, emotional. And so you would get this long text message every holiday season. And it would be like, I love you so much. I'm so happy you're in my life. Like, he was just so, even before he had cancer, it was just every holiday he was just like, Jay, don't send me this stupid message. It's so long and unnecessary. Like, chill. You're so emotional at the holidays. And now I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss him. I'm just going to miss him. He had this, I know we're just rambling, but just the time of like remembering his daughter, Kendra, his older daughter, Kendra. Did you listen to that her voice note?
Yeah.
She has this voice note of Jason. And I'm just trying to give you guys like a picture of who he was. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He was like, I don't know. He was a fierce negotiator. He was also really loyal.
Yeah.
He was really about family.
Yeah.
He was hilarious, like on accident, you know, like he was just like in the truest sense of like the big brother that would like protect you. That's who he was. Like, he didn't play no games. Like, I was going to tell this story. Let me tell this one. Jason, we always used to make fun of him whenever we would go to a restaurant. Jay would never order what was on the menu ever. He was the type of person that would go to like Waffle House but ask you to make the pancakes from IHOP.
Stupid.
Like, I know you guys are known for like your thin pancakes, but is there any way that you can make them thick and fluffy for me? Is that possible? No. Can I talk to the chef? Can he come out here? I know you're going to tell me no. It's fine. But can I talk to the chef? Because I know that they can do it. Like, I know you probably have a Doppler and a mix, but if they add extra water milk, like, I'm sure it'll be fine. Like, that's how Jason was. We went to Red Robin one time, and he ordered a strawberry lemonade. And he told the lady, this tastes like strawberries and lemonade, not like strawberry lemonade. I kid you not. I promise.
What did she say back?
Because it was kind of like,
what?
You do realize strawberry lemonade is the two becoming one. But I feel like he was trying to say like they didn't mix it. Like it was just there. I don't know. It was just, man.
That's hilarious.
That's who Jason. That's like the legacy that he'll leave, you know? And I feel like in this, Mel, you should read your tweets.
Oh.
I know you posted on Facebook, but yeah, I would like you to read them because I feel like
tears
it's
last night.
Yeah. I feel like these are the things that he leaves and it's the legacy that I like take with me.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like the answer was never no with
never.
Jason.
He was also like, again, meeting him so young and the stories I have, I won't or the things that, like, I from very young that I got from Jay, I won't share on here. But what I do, what I learned quickly and early on is, like, Jay is who he emotional, but, like, he's the first person I met that I felt like was really authentically himself.
All like the time.
He is who he is. That's just what it was. And, like, to see him be himself, I'm like, yo, like, these stories are hilarious. He's a negotiator. He also is slick.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just who he was. And they're, like, the good and the bad. You take the good and the bad. You take, like, there were, I just learned that early on. And, like, throughout all of the years, I feel like that continued to, it's just who he was. I would see it. That's just who he was when we went to, Essence, whenever we went. And
it was like 2019. It was right before the pandemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were at, y'all had a brand deal and there was a display with some products.
Mm-hmm.
And Monique, our sister, wanted to get the products, but we don't be knowing how to act like we supposed to be here.
No,
that was Jay. Like, that's not who we are.
We're too much of rule followers for this.
No. That's a line I'm not gonna cross.
Yeah.
And so she wanted it and she's like being awkward and not getting the products. And Jay's like, you can get it. Or I don't even know he said that first. I think she went to get it because she saw y'all or somebody getting him off of the shelf. And it's legit a display. And as soon as she took it, the lady came over and was like, you need to put those back. And so Monique is like, okay,
I'll put it back.
And she told Jay and he was like, no. Take it back. And Nick went over there and got him, and he looking at the lady like that.
What you gonna do?
And it was so the big brother, and it was so like, anyway, that whole trip, because then he got his tickets to the concert and like Michelle Obama was there and it was amazing. And he thank you. And he's like, you got to act like you're supposed to be here. We going to go down to like the VIP area. And me and Nick are like, okay. He gets into the VIP
area. Of course
he
does.
Me and Monique don't, because we are awkward.
Of course.
So we just sit in the seats that somehow we got, and we just sat there and he was like up front. And that's just.
If you watch the stream, Bishop was my favorite.
Oh my gosh.
He's the best.
He is.
Bishop is the best. Man, he's the best. I've known Bishop for a long time. For basically about as long as we've known Jay.
Yes.
Like, they've been friends. And he was telling us these stories, but on the during the service, when he was giving his remarks, he told a similar story about Jay getting into the VIP of a club or something. And it was just, it was very much a Jay story.
Yes.
It's very much a Jay. There's certain things that you're just like, Jay. That's exactly, it makes all the sense because that is Jason.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to miss, like I said, my being the oldest and being a woman, even when I was young, I always wanted a big brother. Like, I always wanted to, you know, I'm little. And I used to tell my sisters, I remember Nate had this little boyfriend. He was in my car and I was just really getting to know him, but he thought I was quizzing him, whatever. And he was like, what is this, 20 questions? And I'll fight you. You can get out of my car and walk. Like, it'll be 20 questions if I ask you 20. It'll be 25 if I ask you 25.
Hello?
It'll be 100 if I ask you 100. It'll be 19 if I decide to stop short. Like, it'll be whatever it is I decide to be, period. And I always felt like, man, I need someone who can protect me, you know?
Yeah.
And so meeting Jason, that's who he was. Like, and it wasn't just like me. It was my sisters. Mm-hmm. It was friends. It was just Jason.
Yeah.
When Kev tells the story, when we did the NAACP, and he was like, y'all not finna play my brother? Pay my brother.
Yeah.
He was. That's just who he was. Yeah. Like, he was the first person to, like, tell Kev his worth in this arena. Mm-hmm. You know, when he was getting literally $500 and staying in these rinky dink hotels. And that's honestly why normally if you work with me, I typically don't pay less than $500. And that is actually the reason why. Mm-hmm. Because after your own expenses, what did you really take home?
You know?
It's on rare occasion that I'm doing less than that. So anyway, but Jay is the one who was he held on to your dream more than you did.
Yeah.
You know, he was just. Anyway, read your post, because I think this is the other thing about death. It does allow you time to reflect.
Yeah.
It, you know, you do a lot of like thinking. Mm-hmm. And I think Mel's tweets are like, they kind of summarize, I don't know, kind of what all of this is.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Okay. Before I read them, though, I just want to say I had tweeted something. I've been on a tweet in very reflective mood. And I was saying exactly what we started off with, which was like, Jay is my sister's husband's brother, but also he was my brother. And Bishop responded and he said, y'all my sisters too. And I was like, you already know. Like, yeah, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And when we were there, McKinley's like, man, I have so many cousins. I'm like, yeah, Bub is your cousin too. Alexis is your cousin too. Or Alex and Elena. Yeah, Alex, like, everybody. Oh, that's how we do things anyway. So it's he definitely was the tie, but I feel like it's going to extend.
Yes.
Like, you know, like we're going to keep that going, and like we're all still family. It don't stop. That's what I keep telling all of them and the kids. I'm like, it don't stop,
man. You know? You guys, like,
it don't stop.
Please continue to say your prayers and condolences and just uplift Tammy. Mm-hmm. And all of Jay's kids, because
it is tough.
It's tough, it is, man. Tough. I've never seen death this close.
Yeah.
It's never hit this close to me. And man, it just to see, it is cruel. Mm-hmm. And unusual to have to go through the logistics of laying your loved one to rest while you are grieving.
Uh-huh.
It is unfair. It is unfair. I just pray, like, if you're watching this, if there's ever, like, you know, a lesson here, get your affairs in order. Mm-hmm. Don't put your family through that, man. It's not fair. It sucks. And, you know, you have to, you know, be the strong person in the room. And it's exhausting because you'd want to break, but you don't have time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't. And so you have to offer that to, you know, to his wife, you know, allow her that time to like grieve and, you know, honor that sacred space that they had. And you have to get up and go to the mall and be Miss Kev on stage and take pictures, you know, and people don't know what's going on in your life. They don't, you know, usually they care, but they don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
All right. Finally, I'm going to read them. So one of the first things that hit for me, and Tam kept saying it, like, he just took so many pictures.
Yeah, she did.
He just always is recording and taking pictures. And so anyway, the first tweet, a lot of people feel like taking pictures and recording moments takes away from being in the moment. But child, this experience makes me wish I recorded every single moment and took every single picture. At the end, it's all you have. Each day that passes takes you further and further away from the last encounter that you had with them, the last time you actually heard their voice. These videos and these pictures will last when your memory won't. Live in the moment, and when you can, capture the moment too. And I feel like that is a thing. Like, early, for a long time, I struggled. A lot of people will say, like, you have to be in the moment. Don't take the pictures. And, like, you know, there's, like, this idea about social media and, like, it's always to put on. But there is, it's more than that.
It
can be more than that. Like, looking back on all of Jason's Periscopes.
Yeah.
And the Love Hour episode and the pictures and his birthday. It's like, yeah, you post, but those are memories. Those are memories.
Honestly, I just want to double down on this. We were talking about some of our favorite Jason stories. And I was crying because I said, God, I don't know why I can't remember. I've known this man for 20 years. How come I can't think of anything? I know it was just everything that's happening because I have a gazillion. I don't want that for the people that are watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't experience that where you think, because you're in the moment, that you're going to remember.
You won't.
It's only been a couple weeks, and sometimes I listen to videos with his voice just to remind myself, you know?
because it fades.
It does.
The last time I saw Jason in person was at the Houston show for Marriage Be Hard. We went to dinner and I text Joshua. I said, Joshua, we didn't take any pictures. And he said, no. I regret it so much. I regret it so. I don't even know why. I think we were just in the moment. Just, we were having a good time talking, doing whatever. Yep. It's the last time I saw my brother.
Yep.
And I don't have that picture. Take pictures. Take and don't pictures. Let this world that's filled with these stupid, superficial ideas of what it means to live.
Yep.
Don't let them fill your mind or make them feel like they're superior because they're not. Take the picture.
Take the video.
And take the video.
Take the video.
In death, in the face of death, watching his videos brings me comfort because I remember he lived.
Yeah.
I remember he laughed. I remember he smiled.
Yeah.
Like, I'm able to see him in action.
Yeah.
And it's comforting because the last thing that I saw him was he was still. He was still. And he looked peaceful. But man, being able to remember.
Yeah.
And like hearing him say, no one says Lissa. Okay. Literally, Kev started Liss. Everyone says Liss. Jason said Lissa. Hearing him say that is like. Right.
Yeah.
This is what Jason did. Yeah. Take the pictures. Take the videos. Don't listen to the stupid world.
No.
Take it.
Take the pictures. Take the video. The other thing that I had put out, and actually my friend Tierra was the conversation with her is what made this come like forward for me. Take pictures and take videos, and almost to what you're saying, take pictures and videos of the ones you love laughing. Man. Because Josh posted these pictures of Jay smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of him with the boys. There's a picture of him with Kev. And there's a picture of him just laughing. And it brought to your point, like, you just remember and it makes you feel, it's comforting.
It is comforting.
It's comforting. And I was looking back, trying to find pictures and videos of people I love laughing. And I don't have any.
I don't either.
And I want to be so intentional. I'm like ridiculous right now. But that's like one of the things that I'm deciding. I'm going to be intentional about taking pictures and videos of people that I love laughing. I want the smiles. And I want Tam showed me this video she has in her phone of she had like eaten way too much and was like stuffed and was having like a crying laughing moment with Jay because she couldn't talk because she was like, I'm in so much pain. And it was so funny. You know those moments that are like, you're just crying, laughing. And after a while, you're not even laughing at the thing you started laughing at. You're just laughing.
Because you're laughing.
And that was the moment. And looking at that was like, just, it was comforting. It was funny. It was everything. It was everything. So anyway.
There's a picture that Tam has in the house of them two laughing. Uh-huh. She had it framed. It's in my phone.
I seen it on the thing.
It's a beautiful picture.
It's like blurry a little bit but it's like perfect.
It's perfect.
It's so perfect. So,
yeah. This is the, if we could say anything.
Yeah.
That this portion of the episode. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say my last one because I mean this with every part of me. Life is too short.
Listen.
To not forgive the people that you want in your life. It's too short. If you want those people in your life, forgive them. Get it right. Get them in your life. But also, life is too long to keep people in your life that shouldn't be. So if the people that you said F you to deserve that F you, keep that F you. Don't let them back in because it's too long. Life is too long to be miserable and it's too short to not be filled with happiness and joy. I means that. And mom was judging me.
Your mama.
Because she, who raised y'all? You did. And this is the lesson for me and for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's too short and it's too long. And listen, both things can be true.
You
do not want. I am so grateful that I don't have ill will. I wish nothing with Jason. That was my brother. Mm-hmm. I literally talked to Jason the day before because we made the New York Times bestsellers list. And I'm so grateful he got to see it.
I know.
I really am. I really, truly am. Because Jay be proud. You hear me?
Be proud.
Jay be out here proud as a peacock, okay? I'm so happy he got to see that. But literally talking to him or texting him literally the day before, I'm grateful that when all this happened, there wasn't, I need to say sorry. But I'm a wait. I need to apologize, but I'm awake. I'm grateful that that was my brother. He knew that. I loved him as such. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, he loved me as such. Like, we really don't do in-laws over here. And Jason was my brother. Okay. And I'm just grateful that I can find peace in that. And so to that point, I encourage you. Life is short and it's fleeting, and you don't want to live with that and not have gotten it right. To that same point, double down on the people that be screwing up, man. Listen, it's hard out here, and funerals are times folks be acting cuckoo and and crazy, and just stand 10 toes down, tell them people get about my life. I don't need you. You cause too much havoc, chaos, and unnecessariness. And I'm here for a long time and a short time, and I can't have that energy in my life. It's just not what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? It's just not what I'm trying to do. And let me tell you something. Jay was real good. He would cut you off, and also he was real good at cutting people off if he was done with you, but he was also real good at like networking and staying in contact with people. That you'd be like, why are you still talking to this person? And it's something that I'm take like, if there's a legacy that Jason is leaving with me, it is that. Is to show up as a friend. One of the last, and I'm like grouping a lot of the last conversations I had with Jay. One of the last conversations I had with Jay over the phone was actually about one of our friends. And him telling me, what's going on? What's happening? Y'all needed whatever. And that's who he was worried in a mud.
Yeah, he was. He hit me.
He was worried in a mud.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's one of the legacies that he's left on me. It's like, show up better as a friend. Be better as a friend. Tell the people that you love them. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying no. I'm not accepting no.
No. No. That is, yes.
I'm not accepting no as an answer.
Man did not believe in no.
He didn't believe in no. There was always a workaround.
There
was always a back door. There was always a way. If there's a will, there's a way. He always had the will. He just had to find the way. So those are the things that Jason will forever mean and leave with me. Do you have Jason's legacy points?
I think the same. Like, being yourself authentically. I think that's the space that I'm in anyway. And like, this is just a reminder of like, be who you are and be that fiercely. And love your people. When I got laid off, a woman that 2-3 years ago, Jay hit me. Like, yo,
sure enough,
I got a woman that she wants to get over at Netflix. Let me connect y'all. And I'm like, okay. And she came over and we just chatted and I'm asking, you know, we just were connecting, a woman I had never met. And over the years, we've just kind of stayed, you know, in light contact, whatever. And when I got laid off, she reached out.
She did.
And she said, there's an opening on my team. Can I get you? Are you interested? And has continued to be check base and touch base and check in. And I'm like, that's literally because of Jason.
The bind the ties.
Literally.
Or the tie that binds.
Is because of him making that connection. I found a video, you know, Greg and I doing the underwrapped, and he wanted to get back in it. Mm-hmm. And I found this video of him in our group chat about underwrapped. And I sent it to Greg like, I just, I, I,
again, another video. But like, anyway, love your people and be who you are and be it fiercely. And life is short and it's long.
It's both of those things. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for supporting us over the years, for watching, and taking care. Like, literally, I said, oh, I have to say this.
Yeah.
You guys, we got the New York Times bestsellers list. There's an asterisk by our, it's not literally an asterisk, it's like a cross by our name. And if you read the fine print on the bottom, the footprint on the bottom, it says that orders were bought in bulk. Mm-hmm. And our publisher was like, I don't understand why they would say that. Like, your books were sold through retailers. Like, nobody was buying in bulk. And I was low-key like, nigga, ask them why they would do that. Yeah. Like, don't disgrace our name. We didn't cheat. Like, what does this mean? Stop. We get to Jason's house. He has about 15 books.
On the counter.
On the counter. And it's not just him. It's y'all. Y'all have supported us. Mm-hmm. And like, it wasn't just me and Kev making the New York Times bestsellers list. It was literally like
everybody.
Everybody made it because there's no reason we deserve to be on that list when you consider, when you look at the machines that are behind all the other names on the list.
Yeah,
like, we're going against giants. Yeah. Okay. Like, they're literally Goliaths. Okay. We have us, Instagram, and y'all.
Amen.
And y'all was out there buying the books in bulk, sharing them, doing the things. And I just want to say thank you. And then the very next day,
I know.
The very next day, when my brother passed, y'all were right there too.
Right there.
And I didn't want to do, you know, the Venmo, the yada, yada, yada. And Catherine was like, you should, whatever. And so we did it. And you guys supported. I gave all of that money to Tammy as of yesterday, actually. I gave all of that money to her so that way she can have some sort of outlook on, you know, what life looks like without Jason. And I just really want to say thank you. You guys don't have to, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. And the fact that you do it willingly. And you guys have supported us through literally one of the proudest days of our life and immediately comforted us in one of the lowest times. It's just, thank you is not sufficient. I just don't know a better word. So.
Wait, okay, last thing, for real, last thing. I just want to say that, because it was obviously tough. Listen, Kev went out immediately. And, you know, like we said, it's Kev's older brother, Liz's brother, older brother too. And showing up and having to do the logistics, like you said, like, I can't even imagine that feeling for Kevin. And, you know, like, really having to, when she said that they are picking out caskets, literally picking out caskets, literally doing the clothes, literally, right? And on top of family, emotions are high. Funerals cause emotions to be really high. And everybody means well and everybody wants to help. I had a feeling of like, just let me help. I think you said, and you said it perfectly, like a funeral, when someone passes, helping and at the funeral and like in this time is your last like love offering and is the last showing of love that you can do. And so everybody just wants to do that. And everyone means well. I was meaning well, like I just want to help. But the, and I hate that it has to be strength, but the strength that Kevin and Melissa displayed was like frustrating and inspiring, right? Like, you're mad that they have to do this and be this strong, but you guys did it so incredibly well. Like, flawlessly. They were there for Tam. They were there for the kids. It was amazing to watch. It's like a display of love and strength and God and all of that. And it was, I just wanted to say that you were like an amazing example of a wife
and a sister and all of the things. Watching you do that, it was really amazing. So I know it was hard, but you did it. You did it, and you did it so well. And now we cry.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Okay, let's go blow our noses.
Yes. Thank you, guys, for allowing us to sob.
Sob.
For 57 minutes. Thank you, guys, so much. Kevin and I will do this again on Sunday. I don't want to take away for Kevin's moment. We actually wanted to do, me and Kev wanted to do it first, but it just didn't work out yesterday. So Kevin and I will do that on Sunday when he's back in town. And then next week we'll be able to go into normal programming. Mm-hmm. I don't know the right word, child, but you know what I mean. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.